Welcome to the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast. My name is Lauren Wells, here with my co-host, Chris Seveny. We're committed to providing you with the knowledge required to build wealth through real estate investing. Tired of consuming content about real estate? Stuck in analysis paralysis? Ready to do your first deal? As a member of our community, you will learn how to go from consuming content to taking that first step into the world of real estate investing. Our show is not about getting rich quick, but about providing you with the knowledge you need to take action. Join us as we speak with experienced investors who share action tips on how to escape the corporate world, start a thriving side hustle in the world of real estate, and go beyond your W-2 or 401k.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast. I am your host, Chris Seveny. And today, no video, actually just kicking back, relaxing on the couch while I record this. And wanted to talk about unlocking the power of mortgage note investing through our new bond offering. So I want to talk about our latest fund. And if you're a listener and saying, oh, this is just Chris pitching a fund, it's not only that. If you're also somebody who operates a fund, I think it's worthwhile to take a listen to hear some of the things we've implemented within the offering that you might want to consider in some of your future offerings and some of the feedback we've gotten from investors. So I want to talk about that, which we'll discuss in further detail, how our bond offering works, why this investment is structured for those investing passively. Unfortunately, this is only open for accredited investors at this time. And it's also limited to the first $25 million invested. We first opened this to our current investors and just had another webinar. And in the month of March, we will be opening this up to the RIA and the broker-dealer world who we also work in. Before we dive too deep, let me just do a refresher course on what is note investing, you know, why banks sell loans, and this whole process. I wish Lauren was here today because she gives the best explanation of this in regards to us fixing and flipping mortgage notes. So most people think about fixing and flipping where you buy something distressed, you try and repair it to sell it at a later date. That's what we do with mortgage notes. We do not own the property. We buy the loans from banks and institutions who sell these loans at a discount. And I recommend you watch some of our webinars, Why Banks Sell. And once we acquire that loan, our target is an attempt to work with the borrower to get them in some type of payment plan or reperforming. We can do this because many instances we buy this at a discount to the loan. So it gives us the flexibility to be able to potentially work something out and then eventually down the road and sell that loan. Now, one thing I'll mention as part of that is, you know, if you're paying full price for the loan, then typically you're not going to have as much ability to work something out. A lot of people who do this will just go right to that foreclosure and don't even care about trying to work something out with the borrower. But for us, it's very limited in the number of times we have to foreclose on assets because of how we structure our deals. Now, once we get them repaying, again, we're the bank. We collect payments for that cash flow and, again, have an exit down the road where typically we hope to be able to liquidate the asset for additional fee funds because it is considered reperforming. Now, people ask, well, why is this attractive? Like, why note investing? Well, this is recorded in 2025. And first, it's backed by real estate, where you don't have to deal with tenants, toilets, termites, no property management, and the ability to buy things at a discount. Now, again, back to that fix and flip strategy, you see people who can buy houses at a discount. It's been very challenging for them to find houses out on the open market. Notes similar, but we continue to see an uptick in defaulted loans. And a few other items I love to talk about, which is mortgage notes is not correlated primarily to the stock market or to interest rates. Now, when you look at real estate, look at multifamily, single family, when you go to buy an investment property, typically you're getting a mortgage on it, so that interest rate does play a major role in what you can pay and afford and charge for rent and make money on that property. For us, it really just indicates kind of what our buy point is on these, but in many instances, the interest rate on these non-performings doesn't really come into account. And when the market starts to stagger a little bit, note investing typically can become a better opportunity. So hopefully that was a brief 4-minute rundown into mortgage note investing. So now let's dive into our new bond offering and, you know, talk a little bit about this, how it's different, and what people could potentially expect from this. Now, first, when you invest within any fund, it is more passive than traditional note investing. Note investing, you will hear terms like mailbox money and other terms. That's similar to having a good rental with a property manager. But the moment something happens, it is no longer passive. You know, within a fund, you hopefully don't have to experience any of that. We have 700 plus investors who, to date, we've made every payment on time every month. And, you know, for them, our investors enjoy reading our weekly updates in regards to our case studies and in just coming to our webinars where we talk about the fund, what we have going on. We are very communicative with our investors. So we believe that does allow for it to be more passive. The other component to this offering is it's what's called pari passu with our existing investors, meaning that they are on even platform, even footing within the capital stack, which a capital stack is where order of priority for when, you know, people would get paid upon an exit. These investors are similar with our other investors, which we just want to remind everybody, as the time of this recording, the company does not have any debt on its books. So we have the salaries and expenses of our people and any ordinary expenses, but no other loans or debt or lines of credit currently. So they are first in that capital stack. So how does it work? Well, your investment is secured by the company, which owns, as of this recording, 50 plus notes. Hopefully by the time this goes live, we'll be up over 80 as I'm in the process of doing due diligence on 29 assets that we are going to hopefully be closing in the next few days. So that's exciting over the last few weeks of hard work that our team has been looking at those. So you're secured by that portfolio. And again, we mentioned that there'd be monthly interest payments. And the kicker is towards the end of the bond maturity, the profits for the entire company, 10% are getting set aside for investors who are in this grouping. So we have a private placement memorandum that explains all of this in detail. So I strongly recommend you read it, as anything, unfortunately, that does get said, you know, on a podcast or on the website, you know, if there's a conflict, it's going to relate to the PPM. That's unfortunately just the way how legalese works in this world. So I do recommend people acknowledge that, though, because I've seen people say, well, their website says this. And I'm the first to say, I don't care what the website says. What does the contract say? So sorry to go on that little bit of a side note there. We hope you're enjoying this episode of Creating Wealth Simplified. We wanted to take a moment and tell you more about our passive income fund at 7E, which is open to both accredited and non-accredited investors. Our latest offering targets an 8% annual return distributed monthly with the ability to potentially achieve a greater return through our bonus share program. If you'd like more information, reach out to us at invest@70investments.com to learn more. Thank you. So people are wondering, okay, Chris, you've got this profit sharing bond. Tell me more. Well, it's a 506C offering through the Regulation D, which again is only open to accredited investors. The minimum investment is $100,000. And we have three options. There is a 4-year bond that provides a 9% return with no profit share. We have a 5-year bond at 11% with no profit share, but that has a $500,000 minimum. And then we have a 5-year bond at 9.5%, That includes that profit sharing. Now, this is limited to the first 25 million. So we just want to reiterate, this is not open because people ask, well, can I wait a year to invest? Well, you can wait a year, but you know, we do not anticipate this being available at that time, especially based off of when we launch this to our current investors in January and on this bond webinar we recently had in February. These are going quickly, I guess is the way I would put it. So, you know, that is the offering. You know, some frequently asked questions we get tagged along with this is who can invest? As we mentioned, it's accredited investors only. If you are a current investor, no, you can't transfer from one investment over to this new investment offering. Unfortunately, this is something that, you know, with our Regulation A offering and a Reg D, they are very different and distinct. And unfortunately, we can't jump back and forth between them. Can you exit early? There is that hold time, so the bonds must be held to maturity. We do have a death and disability exemption within our offering. And as I mentioned when I started talking about this, for people who also run a fund, what are some of the things that we see that people look for? The hold period within an offering can go either way. There's people who like liquidity, and it doesn't matter whether you're 2 years or 7 years. It doesn't matter to them. They want something shorter. So that's something to understand, is what is the liquidity component. But the other is some of these little, I don't want, you know, extra components to the offering, like that profit sharing component. There's not a lot of debt funds we're aware of that do this. This death and disability exemption. So if there's one of the investors passes away, you know, that family can basically, you know, redeem that at no cost, no penalty. You know, there's a small processing fee from our transfer agent, but other than that, there's no fees or anything involved with that, where, you know, I've seen other funds can charge, you know, significant penalties or fees. Another is, you know, what happens at maturity? And this feels like, you know, some of these, you know, online subscription, you know, subscription services where, you know, you forget you're on auto renew and the time hits for that anniversary and it automatically resubscribes you for 12, 24, 36 months. We are not that type of company. So at the end of maturity, you can redeem, you could wait 3 days and redeem, or you can keep your investment. If it was me, I would, you know, look at that point in time, you know, potentially continuing to keep it, because as the company continues to grow, you know, and gets larger, again, the profit is on the entire company and just not at 25 million. So we anticipate over time, as the company grows, hopefully profits would continue to increase. Risk factors. What are risk factors? Like any alternative investment? Now, there's many different risks within each investment. Each investment also has some uniqueness to its risks. Some would consider the illiquidity of this offering as a risk factor. Some would consider us buying non-performing loans and not being able to work them out, or the state's coming up with something new or changing laws as risk factors. As the economy potentially could get better, could there be less loans, which could impact our ability to get the money out the door? You know, these have not been risk factors for us to date, but we can't predict the future. So we recommend, again, look at the PPM, go through it. We outline, you know, the risk factors within the PPM. And if people ever have questions, they can reach out to us. We're happy to get on a phone call, answer your questions. And this is where, again, I think we differentiate ourselves. Because when you pick up the phone and talk to us, you might talk to Lauren, you might talk to me, you might talk to Katie. You're going to talk to somebody who is an employee of the company and they know the offering inside and out. So it's not an answering service that's going to basically push you off and just give you some AI generated response that, you know, really doesn't answer your question, which is one of the things that drives me nuts now. We're at a question on a website and, you know, you go to a little chat feature and you hit the thing and it's just AI generated. And like, how can I talk to a human? You know, I just want to talk to a human. And it frustrates me when we can't. And as we mentioned, when I started this company years ago, to me, I like to take the good and the bad that I've seen from corporate America. One of those is not being able to get a human on the phone and make sure that you can speak to a human. So those are some of the FAQs. But again, please reach out to us if you had more questions. You know, now some final thoughts. And I want to talk about the timeliness of this. And I think it is very timely because we continue to see investors flock towards investment strategies that are less debt driven, meaning that they're not investing in assets that have heavy debt on them. Multifamily, commercial, you know, any type of real estate product where that might be 50 to 70% levered. You see people going to asset classes where it's not as heavy leverage. We're also seeing what I believe is eventually the start of a potential recession. I think things are softening. I think the cost that everyone's had to incur and maxing out the credit cards has continued to increase, and people might be equity rich, but they're cash poor. And I think that's gonna start having an impact. And I think you're gonna start to see an uptick and an increase in defaults. And we're already starting to see that increase in regards to some of the distressed debt that we're seeing. We're seeing that increased inventory, as well as, you know, different types of loans. You know, we're starting to see a lot of investor loans now get in trouble because a lot of them were doing 12-month bridge financing that they were going to try and flip a property that they haven't been able to sell. And those lenders now just don't want to hold the debt because they're carrying too much of it. So this all matters in regards to understanding the opportunity and having a little, you know, foresight of what's coming down the pipe. I think if you asked 100 people, you know, if they think the economy is going to improve significantly over the next 24 months or, you know, go down slightly or even more, I think 90 of them would probably say the economy is probably going to weaken versus strengthen, which, as I mentioned earlier, is a good opportunity for us in the default space. And lastly, for those who have not listened to any of our podcasts, watched any of our webinars, I just want to remind people, you know, we have done over 600 deals with notes. We've done 5 full cycle funds in the past. And as mentioned, we are a fully managed in-house team. So if you're interested in learning more about this profit sharing incentive program / fund, please reach out. You can go to 7einvestments.com and schedule a call or reach out to us, and we will be able to talk to you and get you through that process. So thanks for listening to this episode of Creating Wealth Simplified. As always, make sure to leave us a review on your favorite listening station. Thank you. Thank you for joining Lauren and I on this episode of the Creating Wealth Simplified podcast. Each week, we bring you expert education, experience, and information in a digestible format to help you identify investment opportunities so you can build wealth through real estate and take action toward your financial goals. Enjoy the show, share with a friend, or subscribe to the show and leave us a review.